Hello. Hello.
Hey, Rick here with Awesome Nature. Can you hear me?
You doing? I got my partner on the line. Hold on one second. Glad you called. Thank
Awesome.
you.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Rick. I got my
Hey.
partner. By the way, I didn't give you my
How's it
name.
going?
And you got
Hey,
Ray
Awesome
and Everett
Nature,
here.
thank you for asking. I'm
We're the
sorry,
principals. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, your voice is going out. I mean, it's cutting in and out. Is that about the reception or something?
It could be. Can you hear me better?
I think this is better. All right, awesome.
Okay.
So, can I have your good names, please, so I can address you better?
Okay, I'm Everett, and my business partner is Ray Jones. Everett Pickens and Ray Jones. We're the actual principals of launch.
Okay, sir. Once again, I got your partner's name, Ray. What's your name again?
Everett. Everett.
Everick. Okay.
Yeah, Everett. Everett. With EVERETT.
Oh, Everett. Okay, Everett. Or Everett and Jay. All right, sir.
And
Thank you for connecting.
Ray with an R. Ray with an
Ray.
R. Like
I'm
Raymond.
sorry. Okay. I'm still catching up. Sorry about that. So Everett and Ray, let me in fact take this down at my end so I just, I don't mess this up. So all right, guys. So I think we're better connected. Tell me about it. What kind of app are you guys looking for, and how can we be a good fit for you?
Well, one, we're looking for a mobile app for sure. That's my reason. I'm not as tech savvy as my partner, but I'm just kind of probing for the sake of looking forward to getting an app at some point.
Okay. And what are you trying to accomplish? I mean, what is the purpose of getting the app? Getting better and more clients or retaining your existing clients?
Yeah, well, getting more clients, of course, and creating sales and getting our brand out there, being able to have a conversation and sending them right to their phone to actually pull it up, and of course, we getting more traffic to our website and just bringing awareness that we are an entrepreneur business helping individuals start their business and of course teaching them along the way and so forth.
All right, makes perfect sense. So I think you guys are in the right direction. Getting to the finer details about what the app is expected to do. Let's say a client finds you through your mobile application on the app stores, which is one purpose of getting the app, your sales, as I assume. So they can go ahead and they can browse through the services you offer. So let's say they select the incorporation service and they want to get an LLC done, right? Now they go through that process whereby, I've done incorporations before for myself and my clients as well. So I know that, there's quite a few details required when you're signing up for something like that. So they fill out a step-by-step form and they can add on more services. Let's say they want to get a registered agent or they want to get help with filing taxes and whatnot. They could select those add-ons as well as kind of cross sales or up sales. And then from there, they have an account on your mobile application. And, say just like Starbucks, right? Whenever you want to get a coffee and you have the Starbucks app on your phone, it's always a good idea to jump right into it rather than having to go to the web browser and find other coffee places. So, am I in the right
Gotcha.
direction or am I jumping the guns on you?
You there, Ray?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, basically an app similar to like a Starbucks. If somebody wants to order something, instead of having to log in, they just hit the app and they're right. Everything's right there at the, for easy access.
Yeah, the Starbucks analogy for more for the purpose of why you guys should get a mobile application, you know, better customer engagement, you know, one more avenue for your potential clients to find you, and then, you know, the ease of access for them and be able to complete the process, especially with, you know, something like incorporation, which may, you know, which may just be a handshake service for you guys. And then, you know, from there, it's a full business that you're catering and accommodating with other services that you guys might offer as well. So what sort of services do you guys offer right now? And do you offer like taxation and ongoing good standing as well?
No, we just offer the LLC business formation, just all the formations all together, and the what was that, the SEOs and the different services there.
More of the
not
online taxes, set
up,
right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at your website right now, and you know, although I've not had a you know chance to go through it in detail, but I do see that you guys offer some sort of inexpensive SaaS-based bundles as well. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you want that to be a part of the application as well, apart from, you know, your clients being able to opt for it and be able to purchase it? I mean, do you want to offer some sort of SaaS software through the app as well?
Yes.
Okay. Could you brief me a bit more about what that looks like?
The SaaS? Ray, can you elaborate on the SaaS?
Yeah, I mean, it basically is what it is. I mean, the primary reason we were looking at an app was really for people to have the ability to come right back to the website or the services of the website.
Mm-hmm.
Just at the, you know, right there on their phone. So that instead of having to go to their web browser, type in launchmybiz.net, they go to the web browser and there's the app. You know, let's say the rocket is the icon. They hit it. It opens up. You know, and maybe they have the ability to log in. Mm-hmm. And once they log in, then all of the services that they currently have will pull up. They can look at, you know, statements. They can look at, you know, maybe their copies of their corporate documents if they want to, you know, make copies of anything. It's all easily accessible. You know, if they need a copy of their EIN, you know, if they're at the bank and they need their documents, they can pull them all right up from the from the app. So not just grabbing, you know, the information that's on the site, but also being able to sort of serve as a back office, you know, for all of their, you know, their documents. If they need to change their email, you know, they can go in and, you know, hit edit profile, change your email, change your address. If they need to, you know, make a payment, they can add their credit card. So then when the annual payments come up for, you know, a registered agent that they need to renew it, they can do it all right there from their phone, you know, from the app.
Right. I think I understand all of that so far, and I think you're on the same page. In fact, let us try and paint a canvas in our heads together on what the app would function like, right? So just starting from where, you know, what you mentioned about the rocket logo sitting on your customers' phones. They tap on it, it opens the Slack screen that shows your logo and your branding. The next thing they see, if they're not already logged in, they see a screen to log in or sign up, right? Now, they're signing up, they first have to start with either getting an LLC, or do you guys also take over clients that have LLC with other companies, first of all?
You know, we're adding more and more pieces to the ecosystem, and you have to forgive me. I'm traveling, so I'm with the family, and my kids is in the car with me. But one of the things. Oh, that's okay. No. So one of the things we also will offer is courses, newsletters. You know, so you can go on and you can subscribe to the newsletter, and, you know, if you want, you can gain access to the newsletter. If you want to gain access to, you know, our podcasts, you know, you can listen to old episodes. You can listen to the latest episode. You know, so pretty much it'll just serve as a you know, a mobile portal to access, you know, all of the products and services that we offer, but also have, you know, serve as a customer back office, so to speak, where, you know, they can see what they've ordered, they can see due dates, they can see, you know, things like that.
Okay. All right. So, I got you. So, coming back to painting the canvas again, so all of your business resources and, you know, the blogs and podcasts and articles that you have can be put together in one place on the application that could be called a knowledge base, for example, right? I mean, we could change the verbatim and everything,
right.
I mean, but it could be a knowledge base whereby there's a search bar, and you could use that search bar, that global search bar, to pull up articles based on keywords. So let's say you're looking for information about EIN, for example, how to apply it, whether you need it or not, you know, in what cases do you need to get an EIN number, what can it be helpful for. The user types an EIN, and they see all the different articles, podcasts, you know, and other resources that you have with that particular keyword. So that global search bar is going to show them the relevant search results, and they can look at the relevant results from there. Apart from that, the knowledge base could be bifurcated into blogs and articles that are text-based resources. It could be, there could be a second category or, say, filter whereby they can see just the podcast or audios. And a third one could be probably videos or any kind of YouTube videos you guys do right now. All of that could be put together in that space as well. So the knowledge base, I think, could be pretty comprehensive, and it could be more like their you know, go-to place whereby they can either search by state if they want to see what kind of state requirements are when they're setting up their LLC. Because I know for a fact that, you know, setting up an LLC with the, each state can be a different affair, what kind of cost they're looking at,
right,
what kind of timeline and everything, whether they need a registered agent within the state or not. All of that information. So they could filter by state. They could filter by whether they want to look at articles, or they want to look at, you know, listen to podcasts, or they want to see some sort of videos and video material. And then we have the global search bar as well, like I explained to you. One more feature that I'm thinking of, since you guys are looking for more, you know, more customer engagement, and, you know, for them to be able to come right to you as the, as kind of the point of knowledge, or the point of contact whenever they need information or they need services regarding setting up their business, we could have a chat feature within the application as well. So more like a one-on-one chat. So I think what you could do, if you don't do it right now already, is that you could assign like an account management person to each this could be just you guys, right? I mean, you guys could just divide your customers between your sales, or if you have a team that does the account management. The idea here is that you assign one person to each customer. And whenever they want to send a message, or they want to ask something, or they're looking for some sort of consultancy or something, they can drop a message in the chat box, more like a real-time chat, like WhatsApp or like Telegram, where they can leave you a message, and you can pick up right away using your side of the application, the admin side, or the business owner's side. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we actually have an AI feature where it's a conversational AI. It's called the Launch Business Consultant. Mm-hmm. And so you can type in, you know, we pretty much train it with the content that we want to pop up as far as the information, you know, that we want it to have shared with customers or prospects. But yes, I understand what you're saying as far as, you know, with a live human responding. But we have a chat that pretty much does that. We used to have that, but now we have actually an AI feature that does a really good job responding to questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, even that's possible on the mobile app as well. And with a mobile app, it looks even better in the sense that even right now, you and I, you know, the connection we've had is through the website chat that we have, and that's how you guys got acquainted to us and we got acquainted to you. So that's the same idea, especially with the mobile application. It works a lot better because it just works like having your own WhatsApp within your app, right? So when someone sends you a message or a customer sends you a message, it's going to drop you a push notification saying, Daniel sent you a message, and you'd be able to jump right in and be able to, you know, garner the opportunity. So I think you understand that part, and, you know, I think we're on the same page as far as having a real-time chat with chatbot feature or AI feature is concerned. So most queries can be answered by the AI and the chatbot themselves, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
So now, you pretty much get the... Yes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say you get the gist of you know what we would want to try and accomplish. The one question I did have for you is how would it work with would it be able to manage our affiliate program? Could someone sign up for our affiliate program through the app, and then everything that the site provides could be provided, you know, through the app.
Right. So looking at your affiliate page right now on the website, and this one looks more like a form for the affiliates to fill out so they can become your resellers for you. And, you know, every time they make a recommendation to you, they get a $50 or something as a referral fee or referral bonus. So is that all that you want to keep it to within the application, or you want to go a bit far? Granted that you're getting a mobile application, you know, I mean, do you want to get like a separate interface for the affiliates where they can keep a track of how many recommendations they
send
out,
exactly.
How many conversions?
Exactly. So they can keep tally or see what transactions occur through their link.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that is 100% doable. So we would need a third interface that would be called the affiliate interface, whereby the affiliates can sign up and log in with their credentials as well. And I think simply what they would see on their, again, painting a canvas that never hits together, they would see more like a list of all the referrals they have done, they have sent out to you, and how many have you marked as converted or completed, those that you've onboarded. So every time you mark a referral as completed, it's going to automatically add to their app wallet. It's going to add about $50 or whatever your referral looks like. You could even have a tier-based system. So if someone, if a referral makes a purchase for, let's say, $1,000 and over, you could probably offer $100 in referrals, for example, right? If it's a basic service they sign up for, you could give a $40 or $30 as referral fee, just to kind of incentivize the process of, getting referrals that are, high-paying and, you know, that purchase multiple services as bundles with you. But that, again, I mean, I think for now, if you take my recommendation, see, when you talk about building a mobile application, especially for the first time, we always recommend you take an incremental development approach, which is actually a software development methodology amongst many other different methodologies that are existing and that they're followed by different industry professionals. With the incremental approach, you do an MVP first, right, which is a minimum viable product, whereby you build all the core features of the app. The main purpose of the app is kind of nailed down with all the foundational features. And now that you have an app that's sitting on the app stores, it's gone live, and now you know that it's working for you, and granted that it's 100% scalable in our case because we don't use any kind of proprietary software, it's going to be open source technologies that we'd be using that you can scale in any direction in the future. Yeah, that's when you can add an affiliate program, more like a third affiliate interface besides the first one for your sales and a second one for your customers. And then, you know, from there, I can give you so many ideas on what could be done with a mobile app, loyalty programs, and, you know, having their own in-app wallet where they can, you know, keep some change if they paid extra. And a lot of companies do that. I mean, it's not even, you know, inventing the wheel or anything. I have about $100 sitting with Ionos, which is one of the hosting providers for website. and I don't even think about it, right? And they have my $100. They, if nothing else, they may be making a bit of an interest out of it, and that's exactly what Starbucks does, just by the way. So there was this recent study that Starbucks is actually a bank, and it's not a coffee chain anymore, because they have so much of people's extra cash sitting with them in terms of change, and they just keep that in the bank account, and they make, you know, they can even invest it and, you know, use other people's money to grow their own business, right? So, I don't want to jump the guns on you or kind of overwhelm you with the whole idea of doing a mobile application.
Yeah, no. I did have one question.
Yeah, sorry.
On the reverse side, if we were an affiliate, let's say, you know, we wanted to add a product to our ecosystem and we brought it online, but we were the affiliate, but we wanted to make that service available to our customers. How could that be done? How would that work? You know, is that something that would be feasible?
So you're the affiliate. I'm not too sure if I got the question. So if you are the affiliate,
So let's say we wanted to offer web design, right?
Sure.
And so we have a partner that can provide us with that. And so within our website, we could offer web design. And so as soon as someone clicks on that link in our website,
mm-hmm.
they would automatically go to that web design company, and they would take over. But that handoff that we made, of course, with the affiliate, we'd mm-hmm. be compensated for that. But I wanted to know, is that something that could be added, could that web link be made available through an app?
Through your own mobile application, I mean, it's 100% doable. In fact, we had done this in the recent past for another client as well. Similar proposition whereby they had different vendors that they were outsourcing the work to, and, you know, therefore those vendors' packages were listed within their own mobile application, and you make an inquiry, and that gets dropped to the vendor directly, like an email, or even to their internal CRM software. It gets exported to the third party that you're affiliated to. So
I was going to say, because one of the things, I didn't mean to interrupt you, I just wanted to get this in there as well so that when you gave your explanation, you could include it. But one of the things that we were concerned with is that if someone comes to our website and they decide they want, let's say in this case, have a website design, they click the link, and now they're on the other side of the fence, they're with the web design site, we haven't captured their information. But if they start off with downloading the app, of course, to download the app, you got to sign up. So now we've captured some of their data.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we've captured their data, we have they now have the app. If they go to that link, when they go to that link and they go to the other side, would it be the same as if it was accessed through our website?
Okay, there's two ways to kind of accomplish this, right? A, where if someone taps on web design, or say they tap on the I want a web design tap or button, they'd directly be taken to the website within the application. A web browser style interface would pop up, and that's going to open the website of your vendor where the packages and their details are listed. In this case, all you can, make out of this is the affiliate fee for each person that clicks on that link, because that's what you can track. You cannot track the conversions that are happening and how many people actually purchase with the vendor through your application, right? Because now they're interacting with a third party's website through your interface within your application, but they are making the purchase on the third party's website. The other way to go about it, and just exactly how we've done with this other client that's called A2ZContractor.com, what we've done for them is that we have pulled their vendors' packages, within the mobile application itself. So when you tap on the website development button, as a customer, you see a full screen within the application talking about website design and development and the different packages and different solutions that they offer. Right now, when they sign up for one of the packages and when they actually make a purchase, that's when the information gets sent out to the vendor, letting them know that the purchase has already been conducted, the amount has been collected, and now the app is going to pay the vendor their cut or their major portion of the sale. So the money gets collected with you guys, and then you pay forward to the vendor and place the order and send out the details of the customer so they can, take it forward from there. So do you get the difference?
I see. Yeah. I'm not quite sure if we were to start with someone new, if they would be willing to, go outside their normal, their normal protocol as far as handling affiliates. But
no, because if you've been with them for a while, that might do it. But I was just curious that if I go online as a customer and download the app, so now I've downloaded the app, and in order for me to get the app, I had to give some information, my first, last name, and my email address. And then now I have the app. Now I go, I open the app up, I decide I want to do web design, I click on the web link, and now I'm on the other side. They're going to be able to track that it was this particular customer that accessed their site through our link. So we'll get compensated from it. But even more, just as important is that we were able to capture some of their information to go ahead and further market and advertise other products and services that we own that are proprietary to our site in terms of what Launch offers.
Right. So like I said, it can be both ways. Either you can do the whole conversion on your website, and that's how you can track whether someone converted or not, or you can simply track how many people went through to the other side through your application, and that's actually called a click-through rate, as you call it, the CTR, and even those analytics and insights can be gathered. So either way it can work for you. By the way, if you are still looking for a vendor or you are looking for an affiliate, a third party that can do the website design and SEO and social media and all the, online digital presence services, we do all of that as well. And hopefully if we get to work together on the mobile application, we will be the partners to you. And we're pretty flexible, and we do provide all of those services as well. So we can look through towards a long-term partnership as well.
Okay, excellent.
Nice.
Well, how much, as far as the MVP that you mentioned, how much does it typically start to get something set up like that? Again, forgive me with my son's in the background, but what's the typical ballpark fee to get started?
Okay, so just since we work on fixed price, mobile applications, whereby we decide together a fixed scope of the project, and against that we give you a fixed price and a fixed timeline that we have to honor throughout the tenure of the contract. So there's no surprises to you. We have to make sure the scope of the project has been, we're on the same page as far as what you need within the application. So I'll just go through the discussion we've had so far, and then you let me know what you need in the MVP, right? So with the major piece of your services you offer, there's going to be a sign up. There's going to be a login for your customers. When they make a sign up and they make a sign up for the first time, they can either enter the details of their existing LLC with you or the incorporation with you, or they can straight go ahead and they can place a new order, whereby they would go through a multi-step form, whereby they would fill out the details of the incorporation, the name that they want to go with, the address that they have, if they have a registered agent or not, and finally the add-on services if they would like to offer them, including the EIN, bank account opening services, and whatever you guys will offer at an extra fee. Now, when that process is done, they'd of course be asked to enter their card details, and therefore on the application, a payment processor is going to be connected that is going to handle the payments for you securely, right? So you wouldn't have to collect the card details or keep them on your file and take that liability. It's going to be a third-party merchant, which could be Stripe, which could be PayPal, which could be Square. All of these could be connected to your application, any one of them, right? Now, when they complete the purchase, that's where the account is set up, and every time they come back to the application, they see a dashboard whereby they can see what services they have purchased and what is the status of each of these purchases, whether the LLC formation has been completed or not. Is that pending? Is that completed? If that's completed, then on your side of the application, you would be able to upload the documents and put together the necessary information. Once an LLC or an S-Corp or C-Corp has been formatted and you've completed the order for them. That also means that there's going to be two interfaces, like I mentioned, one for your customers and the other one for your sales, Ray and Everett, your sales. So you will be logging in through a web-based admin panel or like a web application that is going to be the flip side of your app, right? So you can see how many people have signed up on the application, how many people have converted as a customer or have placed the first order, what their order details look like, what are the payment details, right? So there's going to be a payment management tab as well within the interface. And then finally, you can manage your orders through the application, through your web app system, whereby you can mark them. You can mark an order as completed. Let's say the LLC is formation done. You receive the papers from the state. You can mark it as done, and you can attach the documents and all the different verbatim that you want to attach to each order once it's completed. So it gets sent out to the other side of the application, the customer side. On top of that, the other thing that I can think of is going to be where they can always purchase new services when they have to. So while they are an existing client with you and they have a pending order or they have a completed order in the past, they can always go ahead and sign up for more services. The EIN sign up, the item number, different things that they need. They can always go ahead and make that purchase. And similarly, they would complete the checkout at the card process. Now, this is one single piece of the application. We could call this the service tab of the application that handles your services and the services that you offer to the customers from A to Z, right? Apart from that, we've discussed the chat feature and we've discussed the knowledge base. Do you think you want to keep that in the first phase, and would you like for me to code that together for the first phase as well?
Yeah.
I mean, everything you're saying makes
yes.
Okay, so the services feature, right, the service purchase and the checkout and the payment handling. On top of that, the knowledge base, just exactly how I explained it to you. The third feature, the one-on-one chat, and a fourth feature whereby, your affiliates can sign up with you and they can drop you an inquiry, more like a contact form, along with your admin panel deployed on both Android and iOS, would cost you anywhere between, I'd say, $25,000 and $30,000. And that's a one-time fee you're looking at. I'm doing some numbers right now at my end as well. That's the kind of fee you're looking at. And this is going to take you from the start, which is the discovery that you're having right now, the complete custom designs that we put together for you. So your app is going to be designed screen by screen. And when you approve that and when you give your feedback and revisions are done, that's when we get into the development whereby we build an app for you for Android and we build an app for you for iOS. And then we complete the testing, the SQA, we take your feedback, we take your sign-off, and we go ahead and deploy these to the app stores for you. We publish them on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. Our job is going to be done until the app is deployed to the app stores and it's accepted by the app stores.
Nice.
Okay.
I just think you are... you can copy me or Ray. I just sent you our email. If you could send over that what we're discussing now, the dollar amount, and the breakdown of everything, and we can go from there. And we want to see if we can, you know, put all this together and become a customer, because you really cover the things that we've discussed up until this conversation in pieces, if you will. So I just wanted to get that out to you. Go ahead, Ray.
No, I didn't have anything. I'm listening. You're on point.
Yeah, so that's if you can do that, Rick, and we go from there, because you definitely covered the area that we really had foreseen to this conversation. So, no, this is great.
Okay, thank you so much. So one more thing I'd like to mention here, this quotation that I've given you, that's based on whatever we've discussed so far and whatever I've summarized for you, right? Now, if we add more features to it, this is going to increase. But if you guys would like to kind of cut it to size and kind of do something that's, you know, a little less on the budget or a little less heavier on the bucket as well, I mean, we still have the option to cut down the features and be able to save some costs, right? I'm just laying out your options for you. Apart from that, what kind of timeline? I mean, are you guys on a time crunch to get this live and up and running, or is that something?
No, we're right in the window, Rick. So if you could just send that with your number, direct line, so we can correspond once we get it, and we're going to put this thing together. And the timeline that you just spoke of, about, you know, we might be within a 30-day period, if that.
Okay. All right, that sounds fair. So, yeah, I mean, next step from here, I'll send you a detailed email with our company profile and our understanding document that's going to lay down the discussion we've had so far along with the numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you guys would like an NDA, which is optional, I could send that over to you as well. It's up to you if you want to sign that or you could just ignore it. And then how soon do you want to recircle on this? Shall we shoot for sometime, let's say, later this week after I've sent you the email by tonight?
Then won't we go with next week, because he's traveling and he'll be still at that time, and we can, you know, we can discuss further.
Oh, yeah, my bad. You just mentioned. Okay. All right, so I'll send you an email, so we better connect it. I'll send you a text message as well, and we can just shoot for some more times over the next week, and we can go from there.
You got it. Rick, you've been awesome, Rick. You really got me going here. So thank you so much for your time. And,
well, my pleasure, sir. I'm your, for a living.
Your expertise.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sounds like it.
All right, guys. Throw some steam off. I'll let you go and enjoy with your families, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye now.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.